What's up, everybody? Welcome to Sound Sessions, live with the Footlight District. This is strange. So this is the inaugural episode, like I mentioned before. Welcome in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
How's it going?
Good.
It's been going really good. We've been have that new album we released in January, and we've been
promoting that,
playing a bunch of shows, all the jazz, but not jazz.
I said earlier that you guys have been pretty much everywhere this week. I think that you're one of the busiest bands that I've spoken to in a while.
We try.
So what's it like been since post album now? Now you're looking into doing some more shows. Is there talks of a tour? What's the next steps for the Footlight District?
Well, there is. So after the album release, we were playing every single weekend. We took a couple weekends off because we actually have some new songs and stuff in the works. Yeah. We're like, we need new music now for the next album.
But the most exciting next step is we're actually releasing a new music video on Monday.
Wow, yes. Monday.
Yes, and it's going to be released through Chicago Soundcheck, which is a really awesome music blog. So the release is going to be through them. So you guys should check out their Facebook page Monday morning and brand new music video.
And their website as well.
Yeah, and their Facebook and their website.
Nice. Well, that's a new publication. I think I saw something about that. Shout out Chicago Soundcheck.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
Yeah, they're really awesome. They're really like showcasing the Chicago music scene, not just the national acts to come in, but also the local music as well, which is really stellar.
Okay, maybe for those guys, maybe we should do a sound session, Chicago Soundcheck
thing,
a little tie-in.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of cool. Well, so the new music video, you guys have so much great music that you put out on the reg. What's the song going to be? Can you announce that yet, or is it still a surprise?
Yes, it is for The White Witch and the Black Magic Man.
Yes.
So, and it was shot by our good friends who are Loon Bay Studio. Mm-hmm. Those guys are so awesome. So for all your video needs, check them out.
It's interesting because a lot of bands are found here in Chicago. There's a lot of up-and-coming groups who want to make it. You know, they're going out and they're hitting the scene and doing the open mics system and you know, trying to figure out their footing in you know, their musical path, I guess I could say. Yeah. What's it like on the business side of things for the Footlight District? Like, what are the steps that you guys are seeing that you'll have to take that you weren't thinking about before? Because you put out an album, you went into the studio with Steve Albini, one of the greatest producers of all time.
Yes.
So how does that look like? What's your perspective now as a band? It's kind of changed.
I think it's changed, but also the same. It's about like just putting yourself out there. I mean, you still have to put yourself out there. You still have to take, you know, opportunities. I think, and keeping that, I think the most important thing, at least for us, is that connection. I mean, keeping that connection up with, you know, playing out, seeing our friends, playing with our friends' bands. I mean, just really staying in tuned with what, you know, what you're doing and what we're doing.
And with the music scene in general, because Chicago does have like a really, really great music scene.
Absolutely.
It's really awesome to be a part of. But yeah, you're right, there's a lot that goes into the business side that a lot of people who aren't, you know, in a band don't see. The booking, the, you know, making sure that the shows are promoted, people know what's going on, what the next step is, always trying to stay out there.
Yeah. So with five members, do you guys all wear different hats as far as it goes? Like it's one person?
I wear a fedora.
You do?
Okay. Usually I took it off today, but you know.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, usually the sombrero and then we got the beanie.
The baseball Cecil wears a bonnet.
Yeah. You know. We decided not to wear the hats today, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. But so aside from the fedora and the great millinery work that you guys do, what are the roles? Like, Cecil, what do you do in the band, and besides play a great selection of guitar and sing for the band?
Probably a little bit of like everything, probably whatever I'm told.
That's a good answer.
Here and there.
Like the good man of the group. No, I think, right, you know, on. We actually do dabble a little bit in everything, but you know, there are things that people tend to gravitate more towards.
Sarah keeps us all in line, make sure we're all where we are, where we need to be when we need to be there.
Doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Like, I'm in charge of like making posters and writing promotional material and, you know, graphics and things like that. And Faith does a lot of the booking. Mm-hmm. Gracie does a lot of our networking, like searching at research, like where do we need to play next? What's a, you know, who do we need to connect with? Hannah is like, a jack of all trades. She also helps keep us all straight. She does a lot of research as well. And
merch.
And merch, yeah.
Yeah, she takes care of the merch.
She's pretty much in charge of merch as well. She's developing and
cool. So are you the person we have to thank for all those cool like spray painted yeah. t-shirts yeah. that we yeah. see everywhere?
I actually did hand make all the spray painted ones. We just got some for our album release. We actually made up some that we actually got screen printed. But before cool. that, I was hand making all the shirts.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how you do it. That's
me either. My patience is like very little. My attention's bad. Okay, I'm done. One shirt and done.
So being in a band of five people, what about songwriting? How does that part go? How do you guys kind of divvy up that among each other?
I'd say each song kind of forms itself in its own way, but we do like
it's
all
very
of our
pretty collaborative.
Much, yeah, very yeah. collaborative. So, like, half of our songs have come just from us. We were practicing and then we're like, oh, started jamming on something else. Mm-hmm. And we're, hey, this is actually sounds kind of cool. And then that forms into a new song. And
someone will be like, oh, I've got these lyrics. And the person, well, I've got these lyrics. And then get like pieces from this person and that person all come together.
Oh, what about this kind of concept? Oh, this line would fit in really well with this kind of concept.
So it's mm-hmm. extremely collaborative. Like we all yeah. like mesh together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that's a lot to handle, because being in bands myself, I knew that there was a lot of power struggles. Like, I need a guitar solo here. I need this. This is where I hit the high notes.
Well, the guitars always get a solo. I mean, there's two guitarists that only one of every other instrument.
Oh, that's what they think.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, so usually, though, most songs start out with like a drum beat, or there's some kind of vibe that you need to create. That's a huge yeah. part of the band is being the drummer.
All right, don't give her a big head now.
She's like, yes, tell me more. Keep going on about me.
Thank you.
So what's it like kind of adding your, I guess, mixture or medicine into the group? Like, how do you find that cool vibe? Because it's a lot of kind of like a little bit of stadium rock that you guys play, a lot of chanting and things that people can get into and really, you know, put their hands up in the air and fist pump to.
Right.
Goals.
Yeah. I'd say that I really like hearing like what the guitars and bass have to bring to the table and seeing what they have and just kind of listening to that. Mm-hmm. And going for, you know, more. I love floor toms. I'm really big into floor
she
toms.
She has two. She plays with
yes.
them.
She wants a third. Man.
We're like, no, three's too many.
You have three arms? No, you don't have three arms.
How can I play three at one time?
But it would sound so awesome with three floor toms.
Really yeah. would.
A
kick pedal
you.
That like, reaches yeah. up to the floor tom. You know? Like, I don't know how
you'd be like the guy from Slipknot with like the triple like bass pedals and everything.
Exactly. I know. I do have a double bass pedal. I haven't used it yet. I've been mm-hmm. wanting to use it, and they're all telling me, no, you can't use it yet.
We need don't more unleash room. The beast.
We need more one room day. For guitar solos.
Well, cool. How about the songwriting? How does that go? Is there somebody who is the main notebook that you guys look into? Like, who dives into their mind the most, I guess, in the band?
Oh, I'd say it's very collective.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think we cool. We don't even have like a main notebook. We're not that organized. We keep them all in our heads.
Mostly napkins.
Yeah,
we're just random
tortillas.
Usually cell phones. Yeah. Pop down. Like, oh wait, I've got this because I'm gonna. You'll be that. Like doing something. You're like, oh wait, that would make that a great cool. line. And then you're yeah. like jot it down quick in your
because we don't have paper or pens nearby. I mean, psh,
yeah,
who does?
Yeah, it's like someone will like. Run into the room, guys, we gotta practice right now. I've got an idea. Let's go.
That's been done.
Yeah. It helps to all live together because then you're like, I know you're home. Let's practice now.
I know you're home. Get up here.
Does anybody ever like not in the mood to practice and you're like, come on, we gotta create this music now. Get
maybe,
off your
maybe
butt.
Maybe at like 5 or 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Unless we're still awake. Then it's like, yeah, let's go.
Well, let's go on.
Not really early morning people.
But we're late night people, so we'll practice
might
until.
Might still be up till like. 5 or 6 a.m.
Yeah. 7. Wow. It's happened.
Quite possible.
Then we'll get breakfast and then go to sleep.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. I love
we have
it.
We have to be quiet after 11, though, for our neighbors.
10.
I was going to say, you guys play in your own house. I mean, that must be pretty awesome. Do you have a soundproof room or is it just open windows?
Our neighbors hate us. Not all of them. We got some really cool neighbors who are like, yeah, you guys sound great. We're like, thanks. And then other neighbors who call the police on us at like 2 p.m. on a Saturday for practicing. We're like, guys, come on.
this isn't cool, okay?
Yeah, that's just part of the experience of being in a rock band.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But look, definitely. Hey, Chicago Police is super cool, though. They come out and like, yeah, no, you're right, you're cool, as long as it's not after 10 p.m.
They're like, we just have to, you know, respond to every noise complaint. I'm like, well, that must be a lot.
I'm sorry.
It seems a bit, you know, a waste of the taxpayers.
We should have, cold drinks and coffee for them.
We should, yeah.
Waiting.
Well, how about you tell me some of the cool experiences you went through with Steve Albini working on that, on the album. And the album's name is what, one more time?
Fairy Tales for the Dark Age.
Oh, yeah. Man, how rock and roll. So Fairy Tales for the Dark Age, you got to go to, is it Madison, Wisconsin, where he...
No, it's here in Chicago.
Oh, it's here in Chicago.
At Electrical Audio, yeah. It's actually not even very far from our place,
like
which was...
minutes.
Yeah, so, which is really nice. Yeah, that man, he's awesome. He's actually, he's super funny. I think
his style was like so perfect mm-hmm. for us, because, you know, that's a struggle as a band who plays out a lot, is what we really want to do is capture that live feel of when we're, you know, we have people in front of us and mm-hmm. you kind of get that energy and
that really
going.
Raw, like nitty gritty, right. like rock and roll sound. It's not overly produced. So when you're listening to the album, you feel like you can close your eyes and feel like you're at a live concert.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we were looking for, which is exactly what, you know, Steve does and is so good at, and so good at mixing too. Like mm-hmm. we'd be like trying to find something to be like, oh, we should change this, but it was perfect.
I'm
like,
well, okay, we're just gonna, you got us.
Jeez. Yeah. So did he ever dive in and say, hey, you know, this drum part would sound a little bit better if you did a little more hi-hat or this guitar part.
He's really cool about like you do your thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like you do your thing, like he's not there to
influence
your
style.
He wants it to be your product.
But at the same time, if he heard something that he thought was like, you know, needed, or like, I think for instance in actually White Witch and Black Magic Man and the kind of bridge-esque section, I don't really know what that one section's called, but we had these harmonies on there and he's like, hey, you know, it would be really cool if we put a bunch of what was the term? Echo, I think it was.
Yeah, on, reverb.
Kind yeah, of so it's, it makes it have this like really neat kind of haunting sound. He's like, oh, wait, I have this idea. And he like did it. He's like, what do you guys think of this? And we're like, yeah, that's perfect.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So how do you get connected with a guy like Steve Albini, to be honest?
It was kind of through
random
chance.
Yes. Yeah. I actually met him randomly when he was doing a job. And
he's like, hey, because we didn't actually
know his studio was here.
No, we didn't. Wow. He's like, hey, you know, do you still like do that, because obviously we had heard of him, and Steve's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, if you're interested, you're like, you know, hit us up, and we did.
Yeah, we're like, hey. Emailed the studio. I'm like, hey, what's looking like for booking some time?
And so then we went in and we like took a look at the studio, because there's two different studios, Studio mm-hmm. A and Studio B. You can kind of choose which one you want. We want Studio B because it's got this really awesome like super tall ceilings where you put the drums at, so it kind of gets this like really cool sound on the drums. Although the downside is that there's like a bunch of stairs. So we were advocating for a slide or a fireman's pole, but I don't think they've worked that in yet. We're still, you know, trying to push for that.
You were giving Steve notes at the end of the fire.
Yeah, okay. Like, you need a slide and a ball pit. I think that was decided. It was a slide down into a ball pit, so you didn't have to like walk down the stairs every time.
He was like, okay, and check. And then he just slid the CD next
to
you.
We're going
to
put a pin in that conversation.
I love it. Well, so you know, you guys have some instruments here. I would love to hear some songs from you while you're playing.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. Sure. You guys are looking at each other. You're like, maybe, I don't know, what songs should we play? What should we do? We could do it set up. How about we just pause the interview for 2 seconds, and for everybody out there watching, which is all 50,000 of you. Whoa! Oh my gosh. Huge turnout.
Right.
Huge turnout.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the audio on pause for a second so they can get set up, but you can see the whole scene behind the scenes look at the Footlight District right now.
We are the Footlight District, and this is White Witch and a Black Magic Man.
See the horizon.
This is our cover of House of the Rising Sun.
Well, there is a house in New Orleans. They all rise in song. Yeah.
We have our new music video coming out Monday.
This Monday morning.
Soundcheck, chicagosoundcheck.com.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love you.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.